Hi everyone, I'm Fran, Sales Assistant Site Editor for Search Storage UK. With me today is Anthony Adshead, our UK Bureau Chief. He'll be speaking to us about SMB and mid-range backup. Thanks for joining us today, Anthony.
Hi, Fran.
Okay, let's get started. First, could you talk a bit about what's happening in the mid-range backup market?
Sure, yeah. Well, the mid-range backup app market is pretty much like other mid-range markets in storage and in IT in general. On the one hand, customers want sophisticated products with features something like you'd find on enterprise-level products. But on the other hand, they want products that are easy to deploy and use because their organizations don't have the same level of in-house IT resources as the large outfits. And looking specifically at the mid-range backup market, the features we're finding on products now reflect the key changes we're seeing in computing and storage in general. Namely, the capability to deal with virtual as well as physical servers and the ability to use the cloud as a target for backup. Not so long ago, most backup apps were geared towards backing up physical servers only, and if customers needed to back up virtual machines, they'd do it as if they were physical servers by putting an agent in each virtual machine. That's an inherently problematic approach because attempting to back up numerous virtual servers simultaneously without any kind of orchestration leads to horrendous I/O bottlenecks. But since then, virtual server and backup app vendors have improved communications between their products, and VMware, for example, has built in APIs for data protection that allow the backup app to communicate with the hypervisor rather than with the individual virtual machines. And that means the whole process can be carried out without attempting to jam every virtual machine down the network at once. Meanwhile, Microsoft Hyper-V backup can also be carried out using Volume Shadow Copy Services, or VSS, at the hypervisor level to the same beneficial effect. We're also seeing improved data deduplication capability as organizations face the need to deal with quickly growing data volumes.
All right, let's move on to key vendors. Who are they and how do their products compare?
Well, on Search Storage UK, when we survey mid-range backup products, we count the top five as Acronis with their backup and recovery product, CA ArcSurf, EMC's Avamar, Symantec Backup Exec, and Microsoft Data Protection Manager. That's according to the preferences indicated by respondents to our purchasing intention surveys that we carry out. Anyway, key advances common to most of these vendors include the ability to back up virtual and physical servers on the same infrastructure, data deduplication, granular file recovery, VMware and Hyper-V support, and the ability to use the cloud as a target. Areas where they differ include the following. Acronis have bare metal recovery and search and cataloging of backups. EMC's Avamar has integration with its data domain data dedupe hardware. Symantec offers a standalone cloud target solution called backupexec.cloud. CA ArcServe also has full bare metal recovery and also has failover of complete VMs and recovery of individual applications. And finally, there's Microsoft, which hasn't released a significant upgrade to its Data Protection Manager product since 2010. But DPM 2012, which is part of System Center 2012, is expected later in the year. So currently, the Microsoft product is lagging behind as it's primarily intended as a product for backing up Windows environments and has no dedupe, for example. Features in the beta for the 2012 edition seem to focus on monitoring, admin, and alerting, although item-level recovery is also set to be included.
And how about backup appliances? Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, backup appliances are literally backup in a box and are a good idea for middle-sized organizations because they come with backup software pre-deployed and include some disk capacity. A number of vendors sell them. They vary by the backup software included, the disk capacity and throughput, and hence the size of business they're aimed at, as well as the type of dedupe and encryption included and how you can move data off the device, either via tape vaulting, removable disk, or to the cloud. All of them work pretty much out of the box with VMware or Hyper-V, but Citrix or Red Hat virtual server integration isn't universal at all and would need some advanced configuration, which pretty much defeats the object of getting a backup appliance in the first place. Key backup backup appliance vendors include the following: Arkaya, which offers 6 devices of capacity up to 16 terabytes with source or target dedupe and gigabit Ethernet ports. Dell, which offers devices with either Symantec Backup Exec, Net Backup, or Commvault Simpana software, and has 3 capacity options up to 9 terabytes with source or target dedupe but no encryption. There's Revinetics, which offers 4 devices of up to 102 terabytes capacity, and all these capacities are raw, i.e. they're pre-dedupe. The Revinetic devices also have gigabit Ethernet ports, and dedupe is at the target with removable disks. Store Server offers devices with IBM Tivoli Storage Manager on board that range from 3 terabytes to 30 terabytes, plus expansion shelves, and with source dedupe. Symantec has appliances that run either Backup Exec for smaller organizations or Net Backup for bigger outfits. The Net Backup devices have capacities up to 32 terabytes, and they have gigabit Ethernet, 10 gigabit Ethernet, and fiber channel ports. And the Backup Exec device has a capacity of 6 terabytes and has gigabit Ethernet ports. Dedupe is source or target on both of these ranges. Finally, Tanberg has devices that go up to 8 terabytes with source dedupe, removable disks, and gigabit Ethernet ports.
And those are all the questions I have. Thanks for those answers, Anthony.
No problem, Fran. Thanks very much.
And for more on this topic, check out our site, searchstorage.co.uk.